Search and rescue robots are becoming more refined. They can seek out life-saving information in new and innovative ways. Ann Thompson in Focus on Technology reports on how some robots use snakes to save lives.
After a disaster hits like the Japanese tsunami, rescuers have precious little time to pull people out alive. Their efforts are often hampered by the inability to crawl into very small spaces. Amazingly, when the tsunami hit, top Japanese robotic researchers were at a U.S. conference. They quickly traveled back to their home country and got robots to the scene. The active scope camera looks like a snake and uses hair-like cilia to move it nearly 3 inches a second. It also has a light and a camera on the front of it. Other robots were used in the search and rescue effort, including the tank-like KOH-GA3. Here it is during a training exercise in Texas. It was used to rescue people inside a partially collapsed building in Japan. Another robot, the Quince, moves on treads, sensing chemical, biological, and nuclear dangers. Even since last year's tsunami, there have been robotic advances. Georgia Tech mechanical engineering PhD candidate Hamid Marvi is developing an autonomous robot carrying its own energy and is based on the movement of snakes.
They are basically the champion animal in moving on very complex terrain, and they have four different gates of locomotion that makes them very effective for moving on such complex terrain that we usually deal with during the natural disaster situation.
Marvi studied snakes at school but realized he needed more research material, so he headed to Zoo Atlanta for more species, taking a racetrack he made out of plexiglass and styrofoam. At the zoo, with some tree-trimming noise in the background, this boa is moving itself along by lifting its scales and pulling itself forward. This muscular traveling wave from head to tail is a caterpillar-like motion.
For this specific experiment, we used around 20 different species of snakes that are capable of doing one of the gaits that we were interested in. That is called rectilinear locomotion. And the reason that we were interested in this gait was that it's, first of all, very efficient. And other than that, it's specifically very useful for moving in a limited space.
Joe Mendelson knows this. He's the head snake guy at Zoo Atlanta.
Snakes are, you know, highly maligned creatures. I really like the idea that here's a snake that is offering something to people, and it helps me present to the public that snakes really do have something to offer.
Marvi couldn't touch the snakes as they made their way through the racetrack, but he recorded them.
We take a video of their locomotion, and then using the software we have, we analyze the video and take all the kinematics information out, and we have also developed a dynamic model for snake locomotion, and we feed the kinematics information to the model.
The snake's belly is covered with an array of scales, and they're assembled in such a way that they create different frictions and coefficients in different directions. The snake adjusts the frictional properties as needed.
One part of the snake needs to grip the ground and prepare enough friction force to push the rest of the body forward.
He's tried to implement some of the same mechanisms in his model, and this is what he's come up with, the ScalyBot 2. The scales in the robot are made of aluminum, and the machine doesn't look anything like a snake, but instead a mini tank. Testing is still underway. Marvi unveiled it earlier this year at the Society for Integrative and Comparative Biology annual meeting in South Carolina. He hopes to add more snake gaits to the robot, and then Georgia Tech will try to find a company interested in producing it. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.